your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Metaphysical, paranormal, you know, all those things you've been wondering about. Are you ready to go deeper into the realms of the unknown? I hope you've got your walking shoes on, because life is an adventure, and this is the journey. Come on, let's go. Hello and welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Jen Cruz, your host tonight, and this is the Journey Radio Show. Happy Halloween. So I've got, we're showing up as the She Squatchers tonight, and I've got Tammy, my teammate Tammy Trichel on the line. Hey, Tammy, are you there?
I am.
And we're hoping that Jenna will be able to join us. She's been on and off the line here, having trouble getting her on. Hopefully she'll be popping on at some point. But we've got us, that's for sure. Oh, Jenna, are you there?
I am here.
Yay! You made it. Welcome to the show. So, hello, everyone. It's She Squatchers. We've got Jenna Grover with us. So, happy Halloween, Jenna.
Happy Halloween! Doesn't that sound spooky?
That does sound spooky. That almost sounded like a creepy door in there at the same time.
Ooh, then it worked. Thank you very much. I love Halloween. It's one of my favorite time of the year.
Awesome. What did you dress up as?
Someone from a video. I'm wearing the, I don't remember whose video it was, but they were wearing all black and their hair is poofed back in a tight bun. And then they all do these dances and, oh gosh, I wish I remembered the song. But anyway, I look great. So just imagine looking fabulous.
Awesome. And I've already seen pictures of Tammy out trick-or-treating tonight.
I have too. She looks fabulous.
She was with a very scary clown.
Yes, hey, my Tammy. Daughter was a killer clown, and I was Tammy from the She Squatchers.
That is the best costume I think I've ever heard of my life.
Right? Oh, did you see Bigfoot out there while you were trick-or-treating?
There were no Bigfoot costumes. I was a little disappointed. I was going to take a picture.
Oh, that's a bummer. Well, you could have dressed Raven up as a Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll be able to convince her a little bit next year, but she kind of has a mind of her own.
Yes, I guess. Well, it's Halloween, so we thought we'd bring some scary stories to the listeners tonight and maybe do some recap of our latest adventures out traveling to the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference and the expedition that we did out there, which was loads of fun. So, in the spirit of Halloween, Tammy, can you tell us a little bit about Halloween came into being?
Sure. Well, originally, it was a pagan holiday, and actually what it symbolized was the end of the harvest season and the beginning of the cold, dark winter. So we have fires every year, and this is one of the fires that we use to celebrate the end of the harvest. And there were sacrifices, but they usually were like crops and part of the harvest as an offering to the gods. And there were people that dressed up in costumes and tried to scare each other, and they would blame it on the fairies and things like that. But it wasn't a scary or evil holiday. It was just one of the four annual fire festivals. So then, you know, as people are, when people are having a little bit of drink, you know, they would play tricks on each other and blame it on ghosts and dead spirits or fairies, and there would be like tarot readings or, you know, readings of the future of divination at these fires, and that was, you know, easy for people to believe because, you know, there's got to be spirits out because the veil thins this time of year. It makes it easier for the dead to communicate with the living. So in their minds, it must be easy for these ghosts to come over and cause trouble. So it was just it was an interesting time. And after, you know, time went by and Christianity got involved and the church and everything, then they made it about scaring all the ghosts and the evil spirits away. So that's why they had the costumes, was to scare these evil spirits. So that came to be. And then as time progressed, then we went on to dressing up our children to scare away these spirits. And now we have today children dressing up in costume for candy. So,
isn't it amazing how things change so much?
Right?
It is. So tell me a little bit about the veil thinning. Why is the veil thin at this time of year?
Well, it's the end of our harvest season and the beginning of the dark part of the year, when the time changes, the clocks change, and it's the long, dark winter. It is thought to be easier for spirits to pass over into this realm because there's prolonged darkness and the world between worlds, as you will have it, is thinner. So it's easier for them to come through and communicate with us. And that is why many pagans on their altars, for Samhain, which is what pagans call Halloween, we will have altars and we will have photographs of our ancestors that have passed. And sometimes we even have suppers where nobody talks. It's called a dumb supper. And we'll set a place for our loved ones that have passed and put their picture there. And nobody says a word during the entire meal. It's a meal to honor those who have passed.
Interesting. Well, I think that's interesting because I know the natives have had different customs to honor the dead and have meals with the dead as well. But they do something called a spirit plate, where they make a spirit plate to feed the dead and invite their relatives that have passed on to join them for a meal. So I think that's interesting how many different cultures kind of do the same types of things in just a different way. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the Mexicans in Mexico, they take a plate of food and set it outside the door to appease the spirits. And they also have an altar for their loved ones that have passed.
Oh, really? That's awesome. And isn't it fun how we can just keep them a part of our lives in that way? You know, how the traditions do that. That's awesome.
For sure.
I like that. So people would dress up to hide themselves. And now we have little kids dressing up and going out for candy. And it's just, I remember doing that as a kid, and it was so much fun. And I remember just running around out in the streets, going from house to house, and how exciting that was. And, you know, all those memories as a kid, you know, those are just awesome, awesome memories. And, of course, my mom and I always enjoyed scary movies together. We still do. So what would Halloween be without some major scary movie talk? So
oh, yes.
what are your favorite scary movies, ladies, and why?
Jenna, you want to go first?
Well, I can tell you, I think I'm going to go away from the standard, normal, everyday scary movies like The Exorcist and Halloween and all those different ones. We all know those are scary. But I do have to mention one movie that I've seen that I'm sure many other people have seen. And to me, it's really, really scary. It's about...
Uh-oh.
Where'd Jenna go?
She isn't there.
Oh, no.
She just got bumped. Okay. Tammy, your favorite scary movie.
Okay. Well, you know, I am very much a horror fan. I am not a gory fan. So I don't like Saw and things like that. I think that's just disgusting. For me, the scary movies were ones that actually made my heart race and made me scared to go to sleep at night. The original It, when it first came out, because I had read the book, oh my gosh, I was scared for weeks after I saw that movie.
Oh, for sure. That was a creepy movie.
It was. You know, back in that day, we didn't really have all the technology that we have today. So, you know, they did an excellent job for working with what they had back then.
Yes, that's for sure. That's for sure. I couldn't get into the new It movie for some reason. I just didn't get into it.
You know, I haven't even seen that. I don't want to ruin the original for myself.
I understand that. I understand that.
And other than that, the only other movie that even had a scary part in it for me was Insidious, the first one, when the creature was crawling along the wall sideways. That is the only thing that has scared me even a little bit in so many years.
Oh, yeah, that was a scary part. That was a scary part.
What about you? What's your favorite scary movie?
Well, I have quite a few favorite scary movies, but I have to say some of the most terrifying movies for me were when I was younger. And I'm going to say that Children of the Corn creeped the crap out of me. And growing up in a farming community, surrounded by cornfields, Children of the Corn was especially scary because, I mean, they could be right there.
Yeah,
he
they
walks
could.
Behind the rows.
I'll keep that in mind in the future when we're going out squatching. I'll see if I can squatch by a cornfield one night and scare the crap out of you.
No, because it would still scare me. If you notice on Facebook, people are still posting pictures of cornfields on my Facebook and laughing because they know that I used to get so scared of that.
That's so funny.
As a matter of fact, I mean, this is kind of off subject, but when I was younger and, you know, back in the day in high school when you'd go make out with your boyfriend in the car, we parked in a cornfield and I freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, I can't be here.
Funny.
I was truly terrified by the Children of the Corn. So that was scary to me. But, you know, consider the fact that I grew up in a small farming community out on a little hobby farm outside of town, surrounded by cornfields. So it wasn't too far from the truth.
Right? You were a child of the corn.
I was. So, yeah, that was scary for me. Another of the scary ones was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes, that scared me too.
Because you cannot defend yourself from a dream.
That's right. You have to sleep sometime.
That was truly horrifying to me because I had horrible nightmares as a teenager. And the idea that you could actually be killed in your dream scared me so bad. So that was a truly terrifying story for me was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Some of the Jason movies. Scared me. The first Jason movie scared me, but after that it wasn't, you know, it became redundant.
I hear you. But you have to wonder, now wasn't Jason from Minnesota?
Was he?
I think so, wasn't he? Well, I keep thinking the lake that they're talking about is in Minnesota. I don't know if that's true or not, but there is a lake like that here. Jenna, do you know if Friday the 13th Jason movies were based out of Minnesota?
You know, I'm not even sure. I've seen them all probably 100 times, but no. By the way, that was just a secret prank on everybody. Happy Halloween. I just kind of left everybody hanging, didn't I?
Yeah, we told everybody you got blown off.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I can't help it. Well, I've had so many phone problems lately. I had to reopen everything, so I think that was the issue. So hopefully now it'll work out a little bit better. But no, so you guys were talking about cha 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 cha, right?
Effects and everything. Yes.
Oh my God. It's Halloween, babies.
That sound just gives me a vision of a large knife dripping in blood.
Yes, listen to you, girl.
Mine, oh, my noises.
You do. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yes.
No, how many Jason movies was there?
Oh, I was going to say, what did he have against teenagers who were kissing?
Because they weren't paying attention to him and he drowned.
Well, yeah, but doesn't it seem like all of those hack-em-up crazy, scary guys on those scary movies have something against the teenagers who are kissing?
Yeah, definitely. All of the movies. That's the best way to get to catch somebody is wait till they're kissing.
Mm-hmm. You want to get killed in one of those scary movies? Start making out.
Right?
That's a sure, sure thing right there.
I never make out just because I don't want to be killed. So.
Oh, that's why.
I'm just teasing. I'm totally teasing.
They hate our parents. Their parents paid them to put that in there to discourage us from doing such things.
That's a really good idea, Jen.
A conspiracy theory. We've just figured it out.
Yep. I'm so talking to my mom tomorrow. I just know it.
Right, right. Oh, yes. I see Kat in the chat room. She's saying Final Destination freaked me out a bit. She had to work under a bit of a car after it took a bit for her to do it.
Oh, no. Oh, Pat, I'm so sorry. That was a pretty good show. I'm a real horror buff, too, and I've got some doozies that I love. But, yeah, Final Destination. Are you talking about the first one? Wasn't that the one where she was they were under the hood, the guy?
Oh, I don't know. I can't keep track of all of them. I see Travis in the chat room said he likes the found footage films where they're gems among the trash. You know, that was true too, because when they come on, you're thinking, is this really a found footage film or is this like a made up? You don't really know.
Right.
Crystal Lake Camp was from the Friday the 13th movies. And Maria is saying Camp Crystal Lake is in New Jersey, but there is one in Minnesota.
I know. Yeah, there's like in Massachusetts too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Maybe they can do that because it's everywhere. Something that's so common and we could all relate to it being just on the road. Or a camp that perhaps we went to.
Yes.
Boy, all kinds of
we're making out.
Yeah, right. Jen's got all kinds of good ideas. Now I'm starting to really put two and two together.
Right?
You know what movie what really wasn't scary, but it makes you think? That one Wrong Turn where the truck driver is drinking beer and he's got those logs in the back of his truck and it flies off and hits that person's windshield and it kills him. I cannot follow a logging truck ever since I saw that movie.
This is true because we were just on a road trip with Tammy and she was behind a logging truck and she's like, got to get out of here.
Yeah. Poor Tammy.
I saw that too. Oh, that reminds me. Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Jeepers Creepers, but not just the movie. We had a Jeepers Creepers of our own. Didn't we, Tammy?
What do you mean?
On the road, the truck?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that truck that just came out of nowhere.
I was driving. We were on our way back from Tennessee. And I was driving, and I noticed in the rearview mirror there was this big black truck coming up behind me really fast, but he was pretty far back, and he was carrying a big trailer, just a big black pickup truck, a Ram. It was a Ram truck, and just the energy of it was pretty creepy, and I noticed it right away from a distance, and I said, Tammy, look at that truck behind us, just to see what she said, and she, what did you say immediately when you looked at it?
I said, Jeepers Creepers.
Right? It had such a creepy energy. Like, that was, I've never seen anything like that. Have you?
No, never. That was quite scary. I'm like, no, we need to get out of his way because we don't want him to notice us.
I have no idea what that was about. Do you have an idea? Because it just, it didn't feel, it felt otherworldly to me.
Do you want me to share that?
Yes, you can. Okay. You can. It just felt otherworldly to me. And, well, you know, we had been talking about vampires.
Yes, we
have. Real vampires, where we were talking about Michael Bodine and his story about visiting the vampires, the real life vampires. And we had been talking about that. And it just kind of had that feel to it to me. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought that it was probably, the windows were really darkly tinted. I mean, really darkly. Even the front window, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, even the front window was tinted. And I'm like, there's probably vampires in there, and they're hauling coffins in the back trailer.
It did feel like that. It did. It was so creepy. And it, for both of us to feel that way was something. Because for me, I'd be like, well, it could just be my imagination. We're on the road. But for her to notice it too, I said, like, check out that truck. And you were immediately creeped out by it. So, definitely. Yeah, something creepy. If not, it was a guy with a really bad energy. Either way.
Definitely. It was something.
Not good. Not
well,
good.
I was there too. Unfortunately, I couldn't sit up from my closed eye sleep mode fast enough to see it. I heard those guys, they were just like, oh my gosh, did you guys see that? Oh my gosh. And I was like, dang it, where is it? And I just was too slow. Obviously, my stomach muscles need a little bit of help if I can't sit up within a second flat, I think.
Well, oh, Jenna, in your defense, you were kind of tucked tightly back there like a little sardine in a can.
I really was. I had my legs crisscrossed, one on the floor, one on the seat. My body was mangled. You're right. It isn't my stomach muscles. They're just fine.
There just wasn't any room in the back seat. That's why I sat in the front the whole time.
See? You're a smarty petardy.
I tried to cuddle up in the back seat like Jenna did, but I'm a little bit too much taller than her, so it didn't work as well for me.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty darn comfortable. But speaking of scary movies, I have to continue. Am I sounding okay, you guys?
You sound great.
Oh, say it again. No, I'm just kidding. But speaking of scary movies, I have to continue telling you which scary movie I think was really, really good. And I'm sure you guys know it. It's called The Fourth Kind. And if you have not seen this movie, please watch it. It is an amazing show. I think it's, oh gosh, I think they made it early 2000s.
I just recently watched that show and it is pretty creepy. Because they mix it with supposedly real footage. Is it really real footage though?
For me, I don't feel like it really is, even though it's supposed to be. I just feel like it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel real, but who knows? But it's not like it couldn't happen.
We should ask Angelia about that. She would know.
That's a good idea. And explain who Angelia is.
Angelia Scheer is the executive director of Tennessee MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. And we had the pleasure of really hanging out with her at the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference. She was one of the other presenters there. And we just had a great time. She gave a presentation on the connection between UFO sightings and Bigfoot, because sometimes they're reported together. And unfortunately, I was so busy at the booth, and I couldn't hear her talking, and I was so bummed. But I know that you guys got to go up and listen, so I'm hoping that you'll fill me in on some of it, because I have tried to find that information online.
Well, she has her own group. It's parashearresearch.com. So a lot of that information is on there that she was talking about also.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But she is just an amazing woman. And the information, she is the most intelligent woman, well, other than Jen, of course, actually, and Tammy, well, and me. But anyway, I'm just teasing. But she is an amazing, we're superstars, all of us. No, I'm kidding. But Angelia really is a superstar. She's amazing. She's not only intelligent, but she's great at what she does, and she's great with people, and she works with this kind of stuff. And by the way, this movie is about aliens in Alaska.
Aliens can be kind of scary topic sometimes.
Yeah. You know, I never figured out that I was really scared of aliens until I watched that movie. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's scary.
Jenna, you're scared of something?
Well, a little bit. Yeah, I guess for the moment when the movie's on you.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go through some of the comments in our chat room. Travis wants to know, why are we not mentioning our She Squatcher's favorite person's film of his personal account, Fire in the Sky with Travis Walton?
Yes.
We love Travis Walton. We have gotten the opportunity to hang out with him for hours on end and really just get to know him on a personal level. And he is just an amazing guy. And the story, you know, if you recall the TV miniseries movie, Fire in the Sky, I can't remember when it came out. It was a long time ago. But it was so amazing. It was his true story of how he was abducted. and his whole logging crew saw him being taken up into this light, into a ship, and he was gone for days. And the police thought that his friends and on his logging crew had killed him. And they were really sure because he was just gone. And they had this wild story about how he disappeared, and they didn't believe them. And then all of a sudden, he showed back up.
And he called from a specific phone booth. I don't know if everybody here, if you're younger, phone booths did exist at one point.
They're what Superman used to change his clothes in.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say it's a box with a phone in it, but...
Right? Those should be antiques on every corner.
But, can I just mention one other thing about Travis? Travis is another... Everyone I have talked to... When we're talking to people that are into, say, like MUFON and things like that and aliens, they've all been so doggone intelligent, like scarily intelligent. I'm just so impressed with so many of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. And so much fun. And, you know, some of the things that he talked about were, you know, creepily having to do with some things with Bigfoot. He was talking about skeletal differences and things like that. And he had this really unique skeletal feature on his skull that I had never seen on anyone before, which I thought was really fascinating. So just really, really an awesome guy. He's working on redoing those movies in a more accurate account of his true to life story. So I am so looking forward to seeing those when they come out.
Oh my goodness, me too.
He's got books out there. Go find them. It'd be worth your time. Really interesting story and interesting man. And if you have the opportunity to see him speak and at an event, go see him. He's amazing. So, and Maria said she just checked it out. Fire in the Sky is available on Netflix.
Really?
I've seen it. I'll watch it again.
Of course you've seen it.
But I've seen it like 12 times.
And now I'm going to watch it again. Go,
no, I will
know
watch.
Him.
Right? Well, and I thought you meant the new one, and I was like, oh, what? I was so excited.
All right. Yeah.
Tammy, have you seen Fire in the Sky?
I have not, but I do have Netflix, so I will be seeing it soon.
Good. Then let us know what you think. That's awesome.
Yes. So somebody in the chat room named Big N is saying, Angelia is great. She explains things where it's easy to understand. And that's so true. She's so down to earth and so amazing, and I just couldn't get enough of her.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, she's adorable. She's sweet.
Yes. So much fun. So Maria is asking us to tell a little bit about our latest Bigfoot conferences, but we'll probably wait to do that till after the break since we got a break in 2 minutes. So we'll do that after the break and we'll just continue talking scary movies until then.
All-time favorite movie scene that scared the crap out of you?
Ooh. Oh, Psycho. Exorcist. Oh, sorry. Go on, girl.
Psycho in the shower. Wee.
Mine was actually The Ring, or the girl crawls out of the
Oh, that's a good one.
Out of the television?
Yeah. Out of the well?
She comes out television? Of the well, and then she crawls out of the television.
Oh, yes.
That was creepy. That was that super creepy. Definitely.
I was more creeped out, and I still watch The Exorcist to this day, and I'm like, still, I have to have the lights on. Isn't that weird? Like, I am not young anymore. You know, and I'm still freaked out by The Exorcist.
Well,
but what was, okay, the scariest part in The Exorcist, what do you guys think? Scariest scene in The Exorcist?
When she flips her head around all the way around and pukes pea soup at you? That was pretty creepy.
Yeah, that's a good one. What about you, Tammy?
When she got up onto the ceiling... You know, things that crawl on walls and ceilings, those are the things that startle me the most.
Ooh, Big N in the chat room says, Pet Cemetery, when the child says, now I want to play with you.
Play with you, Daddy. Yep.
Yes, there's been some really good scary movies out there, and I got to tell you, I love them. And my mom has helped develop a love for these B and C movies that are really bad.
Oh, girl, I'm so there.
I enjoy them because the worse they are, the more entertaining they are, because it's almost like, how can they even pull this off? It's so funny.
You guys, one day we should just find the time and find all the funny ones that we've seen. Like, I've seen one where the someone throws an eyeball at one person and then they eat the eyeball. It's just so funny. We should find some of these weird, stupid, hilarious comic shows and talk about it one day on the radio. I don't know. If you want to hear us talk about some of these movies, let us know, because this would be hilarious.
Evil Bong. That was a terrible movie. It was a terrible movie, but we had to watch it just because it was called Evil Bong.
And didn't they have like four movies?
I think there's five of them now. Evil Bong, five. Go out and watch it right away. But we're at the half of the show. We're going to have to go to a break. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is Barry Fitzgerald from GHI, and you're listening to the Para-X Radio Network.
Be careful! You disappear!
My name is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. I am the producer and host of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. I am a published author, academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast who holds 4 advanced degrees with an interest in parapsychology and life after death issues. I have written about and encountered nearly 100 situations involving the paranormal, with my most frightening experience being a floor-length mirror cycling around in front of me in a haunted room I had stayed in. I invite you to tune in Thursday evenings at 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Are we back on? Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Jen Gruz, and this is the Journey Radio Show. We are showing up as the She Squatchers tonight, so I've got myself, Jen Gruz, Jenna Grover, and Tammy Treichel on the line. We are the She Squatchers. You can check us out at shesquatchers.com. And when we're not live on the radio like we are right now, you can find us at thejourneyradioshow.com. So please check us out on Facebook at both of our pages and give us a like there too. We usually share a lot more on our She Squatchers Facebook page. So check it out. Give us a like and you'll be able to follow along with all our craziness that we've got going on in the world. So... we've got Maria from the Bigfoot Portals in the chat room, and she's been asking us for an update on our recent travels to the Bigfoot conferences. So we're going to do that now, and whatever time we have left, we'll go back to our scary stories, because I know Tammy's got one from Italy that she wants to share. So we're going to talk a little bit about our recent travels to the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference, and where were we at right before that? We were at Paracon before that. Like, I can't even remember where we've been lately.
But girl,
I know it, we traveled so much this year, and it was so much fun, and it was so awesome to see all of our friends and meet new friends along the way. And it's just been such a blessing to be able to do that. And then on top of that, going to these places allows us to go out squatching in these other areas that are so far from our home. So I feel so blessed to be able to do that with other Bigfoot researchers like Matthew Dell from MECRO, of the Mountain Empire Cryptid Research Organization. We were able to go on a Bigfoot expedition with him in Tennessee last week.
For sure. Actually, I think we were in Virginia when we were squatching.
Oh, that's true. I think we did cross the border into Virginia.
Oh, good call, Tammy.
But it was definitely cool.
It was definitely cool.
It was amazing.
I got to tell you, I grew up on the plains in Minnesota where it's pretty flat. And I have, you know, the girls went out during the day with Matt and a team, and I stayed back because I had some bronchitis going on. But after they had gone out and sent me some GPS coordinates and I remote viewed the area, I was like, oh, yeah, we're going back out there tonight. So so we went back out there just with Matt, just the She Squatchers team and Matt, without all the rest of the people. And in the dark of night on the top of a mountain.
What were the roads like?
That road,
oh, yeah.
That road was the scariest thing I've ever been on in my life. I cannot believe you people made me drive that road. The dark.
Oh, come on. It was great.
It was scary. That Lots road was scary. What?
Lots of hairpin turns.
Hairpin turns to the fact that you're turning up a hill. You can't even see the road in front of you because it's that sharp of a turn and it's going up so steep. You can't even see where you're going.
And, you know, I really have to give you some kudos, Jen, because, you know, Tammy and I were really trying to get you to stay to the left because over on the right-hand side, it was basically a drop-off. So you were strong, you kept driving fabulous. So even with us yelling, stay to the left, stay to the left, she got us there safe.
Yes, she did.
Stay to the left, but... Yeah, I have to say that I did not know that there was a hundreds of feet drop off right there. Right there.
That's why we were telling you to stay to the left.
Yeah.
I was literally going.
She was.
I was panicking.
I felt her right next to me. I like literally was going, oh my gosh, you're making me nervous. And I don't get nervous.
It was awesome. But I got to tell you, we've got Big N in the chat room. Who is Big N? You say Tennessee Bigfoot Conference was awesome. Who are you? I don't know who you are. I know who you are. I'm sure I do. But I don't know who Big N is your,
right.
your code name.
And
who did we... Reveal yourself. Reveal yourself.
Reveal. It is Halloween.
Right? So anyway, that drive up to the top of the mountain was really the creepiest part. And I took a picture. I took a picture of myself standing outside the car and it looks like I'm crying. I've got tears in my eyes, partially because it was so dang cold. And we had looked at our weather before we went out to Tennessee. We heard it was going to be like 60s and 70s. We were not prepared for 20s.
But you know what? Where are we from? Us girls can handle that.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But part of it was I'm scared of this drive that I just had to do. I'm traumatized. I don't think I've been so high up in my life.
And needless to say, she chose not to drive down.
I chose not to drive down. And then I got to see down those sheer cliffs that I was driving past that they were yelling
at me.
Talk
about panic. Panic City.
Oh, it was terrible. And those roads, I mean, it's a one-car road. It's one car
road. Yeah, there's really not room for two vehicles on those roads.
So, yeah, that was pretty scary. And Matt, we were following Matt up this mountain in his car, and he said, well, you should do it in the fog sometimes. I'm like, no! If we go back out there, I will not be the one driving that car.
We can just jump in Matthew's car. He'll drive us up there.
Yeah, boy.
I vote for this. I vote for that.
He drives pretty fast, though. It might kind of freak you out, Jen, because he took those curves really fast.
You think so?
I'm sure he's been up there hundreds of times.
Oh, yeah. And he's got that nice little car. And
he says she drove fine. But we got up there to where you guys had been earlier in the day that you had sent me the GPS coordinates to, and I looked at it and I got all excited because I saw, in my remote view, I saw some Bigfoot in that area. So I'm like, oh yeah, let's go out there. So after we had dinner and we went out there at the dark of night, we made it to the top of this mountain, and oh, And we get there, and I pull my phone out, and I start looking at the satellite imagery of where we are right now and what's around us. And I saw what appeared to be a Bigfoot about 20 to 30 feet into the woods from where we were. And I got out of the car. I'm like, which way is north? Which way is north? Because I needed to figure out which way is north so I can figure out where it is in relation to where we are, because it's somewhere around us 20 to 30 feet away. Which way is north? And so Matt was trying to figure out which way is north. And Tammy pointed the FLIR thermal camera out there, and she caught sight of something out there. You want to tell us about
that? Yeah, I just turn on the video camera when I saw what I saw at first, because I think we would have gotten much better footage than what we got. I mean, we still got footage, but it would have been better because it was moving its arm, and I saw hair on its arm, and I was like, oh, how do you turn this thing on to record?
Yeah, we should have done a little lesson on that, because literally there's four buttons, and next time we're going to go through that son of a gun.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little day trip, and then we'll do a night trip, and we'll figure it out. We'll be really prepared for next time.
That's Jenna's equipment. So Jenna's really good about using her own equipment, but when we're getting out multiple pieces of equipment, and Tammy's got it first, she didn't really know how to use all the functions on it, so we need to figure that out.
Yeah, well, we're going out soon.
I could take a video.
But we got the video going, and Tammy, what were you seeing that you were so excited that you wanted to turn it on? Can you describe for us what you were seeing?
Well, it was black. We use a black and white. So Bigfoot, well, the thing that I saw was white, and it was crouched down like it was sitting with its back up against a tree. And I don't know if it had his arms on his knees or how he was sitting, but I could see his arms up. But I was looking, and I'm like, how do I do this? How do I do this? Turn it on, turn it on. He moved his arm and lifted the other arm, and I could see hair hanging off of it. And he touched it and rubbed, like, his elbow and then put his arms back down. And I was like, oh, my gosh, turn it on.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And you know, she did it. When Jenna got the camera on record, we did pass the camera around, and I did get to see it for myself, and I was like, wow, that I can see it moving there. It looked like it might have been doing something on the ground, like, I don't know, working with something on the ground, maybe some food or whatever, I don't know, but it looked like it was doing something there, sitting on the ground. And, you know, what it looked like in this thermal view, we were using black hot, but what we realized was black is supposed to show up the hot, right? But when we looked at each other on this camera on that setting, our skin turns up black and gray, but our hair is white and our clothes are white. And this out there was showing up as white, and sometimes the face would be black, you know, or a darker gray. And so I was like, you know, because it really, to me, what it looked like was a gorilla sitting out there doing something. That's what I thought too. And Matt's in the chat room. Matt was out there with us, Matthew Dell from Micro, and he's in the chat room right now. And he said, we actually did invite him to come on the air with us tonight, and he was unable to do that because he's at work, but he's in the chat. He said the area is a Bigfoot sanctuary.
Yes,
so,
it is. Definitely. So even if you see a Bigfoot, nobody can shoot it.
Right? It was a really good time. And so I sent the footage, we're home and we're getting through our things. And I sent the footage to Matt last night to have a look at. And he thought it was very interesting and compelling. And he's going to actually go up there during the day with the camera and go to that exact spot and just make sure there's nothing there that could have given off that kind of a something in the camera. But we had plenty of other footage where we're watching each other going in and out of the woods, and that's what we all look like in the woods. We looked that color, so it was the only thing showing up as white out there.
And definitely white, not just a little white tinged with white. It was definitely white.
Definitely white.
You know, and I do have to say, I was quite the skeptic until I looked at us and our hair was white. Because I said, no, you guys, no, put your hand in front of it. It's black. Heat is black. And then we looked at each other and it was like, oh my goodness, maybe this is something.
Right? The only thing I wish we would have done is change the color. Change the color on the camera, like on into the different thermal modes. But, you know, our hindsight is always 2020. Wish we would have done this. Wish we would have done that.
Hey, right, there's always a learning curve.
Exactly.
Eventually, we're going to be awesome.
Ah, we are awesome. No.
Awesome-er.
Awesome-er. More awesome.
Right? So Maria's in the chat room. She's asking, is that a law and how was that defined, that it's a Bigfoot sanctuary, that they cannot be shot there? And Matt has answered in the chat room saying, yes, the mayor and the governor declared it illegal to kill one in that area. It's even posted going into the area that they cannot, it's a Bigfoot sanctuary. So
it is.
How awesome is that? Well, I guess I didn't really get to see the sign very well because I was driving.
Orange
footprints on the road.
Well, are we going to talk about what we kind of saw during the day?
Tell us, what did you see during the day?
Well, Matthew had brought us out, and I'll just tell a little bit, and I'd love for Tammy to explain the rest of it, but because she found some different things out there. But we had gone out with everyone, and these are hills. You know, we were going downhill pretty much most of the way. And he was bringing us through, you know, different trails we had to walk through. And this is something where you had to wear hiking boots. You know what I mean? I did not. Therefore, my shoes got wet. But anyway, he brought us out in this incredible area. And he brought us to a specific tree. And on this tree, he was explaining that he had been there before. And Tammy, I'm going to let you explain because you're so good at explaining.
Well, there's a tree that part of the tree was missing. He was saying the part of the bark was missing, but it wasn't just the bark. Part of the tree itself was, like, taken out of the tree. And we were speculating on what it could be. You know, was it a deer? Was it a bear? Well, it's too high, you know, for a deer antler, and it's not the right way for it to be a bear and things like that. So, before, they had collected hair samples from this tree, but nobody had ever turned them in to be tested. And while we were standing there, Jenna found that there was still hair on the tree. So Jenna collected the samples off of the tree, and we did turn it into somebody that we trust to have that tested.
No, not only...
Dr. John Stamey is the person that has the hair sample now, and there were actually follicles on those hair samples. So that's really exciting to see that there were actually hair follicles still on there, because that's important. So we have pictures on our Facebook page of Jenna collecting those samples with her gloves on, so she didn't actually touch it. And then we got back to Dr. John and gave it to him and asked him to put it immediately into a paper bag.
Yes, because when you're out there... And you have to make do, you have to make do with what you have. And I think we did a great job at that. In fact, one of the gals that had been on this adventure had mentioned for us to use tape so it didn't get lost. And we thought that was a great idea. So kind of called her the smart one in that little time zone. But there was something else that we were doing. We had happened to be walking around, and Tammy found something that looked almost like, well, can you explain it, Tammy, what you found?
Well, I found a structure. It was in an X, but it wasn't just an X. The ends of the branches were actually pulled down and tucked in to another branch. So it was a very interesting X. And I took a picture of it. I think that's on our page as well. And then also while we were over there, I came to this spot on the ground, and it was all cleared of leaves, and it was a circle. And I was like, well, I wonder why, you know, that's like that. It's only about a foot around. So I got down and I started digging in the dirt, and I found crystals in the earth in that spot. And I thought that was amazing.
That is really cool.
So for the listeners, why is it amazing?
Well, because crystals actually form in the earth in woods. not all crystals. You know, we've all heard of crystal caves and stuff, but you can find them in the woods. I used to go in Massachusetts and collect them in the woods, but I'd never, it had not been cleared off. So something knew that those crystals were there and had cleared them off. So I just thought it was an amazing find to find that, you know, a cleared circle in the middle of the woods covered in leaves and pine needles, and there's crystals in there. I thought it was great.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So Maria from the Bigfootportal.com is in the chat room, and she's telling us that Dr. Melba Ketchum is currently asking for samples. It's an open call for samples of any cryptid or Bigfoot or giant. He's looking for hair, bone, teeth only, please, or if there is a very clean blood sample. No feces or saliva, please. And she asks that we private message her for more details. Awesome. Right. I'm going to let Dr. John know about that because we gave the samples to Dr. John Stamey. He is the organizer of and the executive director of the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference. So you can find him at the TennesseeBigfootConference.com or BigfootDay.com. If you want to contact him about that event, because we really did have a good time out there.
Yes, he is really another amazing person. We met so many amazing people at these events, and Matthew and Angelia and her boyfriend Dale and Dr. John. I mean, we just had the greatest time. Papa Stroh was there. It was awesome. I've never had such in-depth conversations and felt so comfortable with people I had just met before.
Definitely. I totally agree with you, Tammy. Totally agree with you. Sherry is in the chat room asking, did we get any Bigfoot castings on our trip? And no, we did not. Did you see anything that looked like any footprints in the daytime, ladies?
Well, no, because it was in the woods and it's covered with, you know, leaves and pine needles and things. It's really not conducive to finding any footprints in. We barely even saw any deer tracks, and that was just a little stream crossings.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Especially at this time of the year when the leaves are falling, and that's true. The ground is pretty covered.
Yes,
and
but it would be
pretty soft, too. You know, it's easy for the leaves to get pushed down into the earth.
Mm-hmm. And it was moist, and I tell you, I would love to go back there in the spring sometime when there's more to view.
Oh, sure.
I'm definitely down to go back to that spot as long as I'm not the one driving up that mountaintop.
I'll do it. Down it as long as it's daytime.
I'll take it all. I'll just drive it all, you guys. No worries.
Oh, that's so funny. So much fun. We had a great, great time, and we hung out with some amazing people and met other even paranormal investigators and MUFON. The UFO people, just, I love how we all came together and we were sharing such great stories and experiences and ideas and working on ideas for future projects together. I mean, we had this little pod of people together that we didn't want to separate, right?
No, you're totally right.
I didn't want to leave them. Didn't want to come home. I mean, I wanted to come home to see my family, but I didn't want to leave them.
No, they were just amazing. I mean, we got along so well. And I tell you what, when we were out eating supper that night, we were all completely consumed with each other. It was like we were in our own little bubble. By the time someone looked up, because I think I mentioned to Angelia, I said, the energy just changed really big time in here. We looked up, nobody was in the restaurant. It was just us. They were cleaning. They were wiping off the tables.
It was funny, yeah, because we didn't even realize that everyone else had left and the place had been completely packed. We were having such a good time. And, you know, Angelia told a story about something in her kitchen coming down and just leaning down from behind a chair, just kind of scrouching down and, like, disappearing underneath behind the chair. And I have to tell you that I have never been creeped out by hearing someone else's story before, but that got to me. The visual, because when she said it, I saw it in my mind. When she was explaining it, I saw it.
I did, too.
And so that night when we were laying in bed, we were in our hotel room, and I was sharing a bed with Jenna, and Tammy had a bed all to herself.
That's right.
One day I'm going to have that bed, just one. One day, I'm asking for one day, that one bed, me.
Okay.
Yes. So
I was laying there and I woke up to cough or whatever. And I was laying there and I was going back to sleep. And all of a sudden I felt like my foot was vibrating. And I felt like something was slipping down. And in my mind, I saw that image that Angelia had described of this creature, this slowly dropping down behind this kitchen chair into no sight. And I just saw this as I felt this slipping down of this feeling on my foot as it vibrated. And here it was a blanket or a sheet that was sliding off of the bed, off of my foot. And so here I'm all freaked out now because of her story. And and all of a sudden I hear this thunk in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh. And so then I reached over and I touched Jenna and she was there and I could see Tammy. And I'm like, what? And then I heard another noise just like at the end of the bed. And I was all freaked out. I didn't dare move. And I haven't been scared like that since I was a kid.
You scared yourself.
That story she told really creeped me out.
It was a really creepy story. I wish she could come on the radio. In fact, I think she will come on your show sometime soon. But I wish tonight she could have told that story because that was a scary, creepy story.
Yeah, yes. That would have been a good Halloween story too.
Yeah. And by the way, I have to mention that morning that we woke up after Jen got all freaked out and kicked off all the blankets, I woke up and I think what was covered, my toes with a sheet. I was so cold.
That's because Jen kicked them off when she was so scared.
No. That's why I want my own bed just one time.
I kept
maybe one of these days we'll have a hotel room with three beds and we can all sleep in our own bed.
Oh, yeah. Let's get a cot. Jen, you get the cot. No.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, Matt says, the ground was covered in ferns, and it was a great time with great friends. And two-day hike and camp ladies this summer.
I am so down for that.
Oh, yeah. By the way, hello, Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Thank you so much for bringing us out there. That was so much fun.
Definitely.
Sherry says we should go hiking in high heels. I don't even do high heels. I'm tall enough.
I'm not hiking heels.
I could stand a few inches, but they'd have to be real thick.
Right? You just sink into the ground.
I know. That's what would happen, too. Those little tiny heels just...
Yes. So much fun. And, you know, we took lots of pictures from the event, and we had they had an amazing VIP party, and it was so fun to get to meet everybody on a more personal level and visit with everybody there. So thanks to everybody who came out to the VIP party and the subsequent dinner that we had later on. And it was so much fun to meet everybody and spend a little bit more quality time with everybody who came out to meet us at the VIP party.
For sure.
Yes. So there's lots of pictures of that on our Facebook page. If you'd like to go check it out, that's She Squatchers Official on Facebook. And we are coming towards the end of the show. And I just wanted to thank my teammates for coming on and thank you, ladies, for such a fun year. We went a lot of travel time. We went to a lot of conferences. We met a lot of people and had a great time. And, you know, we pack ourselves into a small area of a tent or a hotel room. And I'm voting no chiggers 2019. No chiggers. No chiggers. I've had enough of those. But as far as our hotel room and you know, we just have so much fun, even though we're cramped in together. And we just make it work, and it's so much more fun.
Definitely. We wouldn't have had near as much fun if we were in separate rooms.
That's true. We would have felt alone. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we get to be together like that for those times. And when we get homework, we're glad to be done for a while.
That's also true.
But thank you, ladies, for an awesome time. And we're at the end of the show. So, hey, check us out online at thejourneyradioshow.com or shesquatchers.com. And you can find the links to our Facebook page there, too, as well. And next week, we've got Mike Nichols, parapsychologist, who's going to be on the radio with us. He's going to be talking about his most recent paranormal research projects, which are quite interesting, and some of them very technical. He's going to be talking about using random number generators to help in paranormal research. And that's a project that he's been working on and pioneering himself. So be sure to tune in for that. It's going to be a fun show. And thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.